What's up?
On kickoffs, was that what you wanted? Bringing into the corner, manageable space, guys getting it down, getting downfield, making a tackle inside the 20.
Yeah, you know, like we said, it's gonna be a game-to-game, play-to-play situation. And I thought, you know, that was probably the best we've executed in FAs from the standpoint of getting done what we wanted to get done. And it's good to do it against a good returning group like they had.
Coach, what do you think about the jumping over the center deal? You like it? Any guys could do that here?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you go back to it, I think in 2010 that happened to the guy that it happened in Seattle because we did it to him in Dallas. I can tell you that's why. But a lot of it is the reason that's a prevalent play, in my opinion, is because of what they've done to field goal as far as your restrictions, as far as trying to block things. The way people are doing it now, they bury their heads, they cut block you, so you can't go through them. So the only way to go to get a field goal block a lot of times against certain teams is to go over top. In my opinion, I think it would be a mistake to take that play out because I think you have to play it on the other side. I think the more you make things easy on people, the less coaching's involved, in my opinion. And I don't like it, to be honest with you.
How do you coach that from the side of defending that?
You got to keep your head up. You got to keep your head up. You got to see what's happening. You got to key things. You got to change your snap count. There's things you have to do, in my opinion, for that not to happen to you. And I'm saying that it'll never happen to us. Don't get me wrong. You know, people execute in this league. But I just think it's another thing that doesn't need to be taken out of the game, in my opinion. I don't see that that's any bigger deal with safety than any other play that's going on. You know, receiver going across the middle, whatever it is. I don't see that as a huge safety issue, in my opinion.
Without giving away the top secrets, something that you guys are working on, somebody you have here who can do that?
I mean, you know, you try to, like I just said, you try to play the team that you're playing. If it's there, sometimes you work it, sometimes you don't. So we'll see how it goes from there.
Judy, what kind of a player has Capri Bibbs been for you on special teams?
He's done well. You know, he's done well. He's going to have to increase his role, obviously, on offense. So, you know, we're going to have to watch his air and watch his conditioning more than anything else. But the good thing about it is he plays. He's played all the special teams. He's played all the scout team stuff, and now he's got all his reps this week. So he's definitely in good shape. He's going to be able to handle it, I think.
Okay. Thanks,
awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach.